From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Always a lot going on in the Albuquerque area, and we try our best to let you know what you need to know. What we hope you're looking for in way of information. Now, some of that is relief efforts for those in Ruidoso. You know, we're over a month away from when the fires were reported originally in Ruidoso. And, you know, the fire's long put out, I think, by now. You know, almost daily, the threat of flooding in that area due to the burn scars. So be praying for those in the Ruidoso area. More than that, gather the information you need to figure out how you may want to come alongside relief efforts. If you know someone in the area that needs information, we have continued to leave a link at klyt.fm on the homepage in the Action Center. There's regular updates brought by the Village of Ruidoso that are there, along with information from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. So go check that out. And then coming up later on today's show, in our next segment, and for the remainder of the show, we're going to catch up with Cody Byrne. Cody and his family 5 years ago packed up and left the Albuquerque area for Australia and started a ministry there. They are the featured great mission ministry throughout the month of August, and you'll hear more about them. And we don't have it there yet, but soon we'll have it posted on the homepage at klyt.fm to find out more about that ministry as well. And then also on tomorrow's show, brand new show coming to KLYT starting this weekend, Paratus, which is essentially a podcast from the Veritas International University. It'll air on KLYT Saturday and Sunday. We have all the details on tomorrow's show, along with information about life courses getting underway as early as this coming Monday. Biblical Discipleship, a free course to take at Calvary Church. Whether you attend Calvary, whether you attend any church, this is available to you. The details are all at calvarynm.church, as is, take a breath, the information about adoption and respite, foster care and respite care. If you're interested in finding out more about that, that is just around the corner as well. And in studio to let us know more about it, Janae Heitzig is here. Janae, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So for those that have really, maybe kind of kicked around the idea of being part of respite care for others or even fostering. Now, is there going to be information about adoption as well?
Yes, because ultimately, oftentimes foster care can lead into adoption. So that will be discussed minimally, but ideally, we're going to be talking about if you've had any inkling in your heart, anything that the Lord has brought conviction, and you are looking for ways that you can help the children in need or these bio families who are in need, whether that's through prayer, that's through donation, that's through becoming a foster parent, or even becoming a respite parent. Basically, if the Lord has placed it on your heart to help your community and the children that are affected in your community, we have ways that you can get plugged in and do so.
And yesterday, we were visiting with someone from Focus on the Family about foster care, and just a reminder to the Christian community who is their voice has been plenty loud enough when it comes to being pro-abundant life.
That's right.
And this is a great way to show that, not just to aim people in an unplanned pregnancy towards the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, which is a great thing to do, but this is something after the babies are here.
Yes, we are pro-life from womb to tomb.
Yeah,
and
there
sometimes
you go.
we can be so pro-life when the baby or fetus is in the womb, and we do not follow through with those who have been birthed and then do not have the proper care.
Yeah. Now, for those listening, they're like, okay, when's the interest meeting? Well, this Sunday at 1 o'clock at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna, just west of Jefferson. And again, the information's at calvarynm.church. Just go to the events page and you'll find out more. But Janae, I kind of wanted to touch on, teasing a little more about what people are going to experience if they go to the interest meeting.
Absolutely.
And maybe kind of your own journey, whatever you might want to share about your involvement.
Yeah. So on Sunday, we are going to have a panel, and we are going to have a representatives from CYFD, which is great, so that if you are wondering what is CYFD, child, youth, what do they do? What do they stand for? What involvement do they have with the state and with you getting involved as a foster parent? And then we're going to also have the Schroff family up there from Aspen Project. They are experienced parents who have gone through the foster system into adoption and what that looks like. And then, of course, myself and Nate will be there, as well as having entered this process and discovering how great the need truly is, not just specifically for these children and these bio families who want to be reunified with their children, but what it takes and the toll it takes on the CYFD officers, how foster families and respite families need Christian family support, as well as how these bio families need help. So there are so many different facets that outside of being involved, you don't know the need. But if you are wondering, how can I fulfill a need? There are a lot of needs that can be fulfilled. Yeah. And we are going to address ways from, hey, if you're like, hey, I'm ready to jump in full swing, get me in the deep end, to, I just want to get my toes wet. What can I do? We want to give you avenues of how you can support and get involved in some capacity for these families.
Well, and one of the other things we mentioned on yesterday's show, we said we'd put it on our website, and we did at klyt.fm. If you go to the website, you'll see a banner there. It says Wait No More. It's in our Action Center. It's a something put together by Focus on the Family, and it's the banner is labeled Foster Care Suitcase Bundles. And actually, I was telling Janae, I was telling you about this a little bit yesterday. What they're purposing to do is make available to foster children essentially they're a nice duffel bag with a stuffed animal, and you and I both know. I know because reading up on this, and you're very involved. Often when these children are moved or taken from one home to be put into another,
yeah.
Someone from CYFD or another officer, whoever, shows up, and they keep basically big black garbage bags in the back of their vehicle to go in and, all right, scoop up everything, that's the child's, and out they go. And, just what that might feel like.
Yeah, the trauma.
Yeah, and to try to ease that. But that's something that Focus on the Family is doing. And actually, their website is waitnomore.org. One of the things I wanted to kind of touch on with you, how did your heart get touched to make the decision, you and Nate both, to plunge in and be part of foster care?
Yeah. In 2022, we have two bio children, Cadence and Seth, and one is 12, one is going on 14. And in 2022, we had a miscarriage, an unexpected pregnancy, and then the miscarriage. And that's also when Roe v. Wade was being overturned. And that's when the Lord just kind of opened our hearts to the idea of it's possible to have another child. And then Roe v. Wade got overturned, and we're like, well, how do we step in and stand in the gap? How are we just not Christians who say something, but we do something? And the Lord just opened our hearts to foster, and we kind of jumped in not knowing what we would get into. But now having gone through that process, we see the challenges that come. But oh my, the blessings and the outpouring the Lord does and the opportunity to not just talk ministry, but physically be involved in ministry. Yeah. We do ministry every day. We're part of the church. But this is a personal ministry that we got to take on. And we would just like to share our experience, but also come alongside those who are ready and willing to get involved so that they know what they're jumping into. Of course, it's challenging, but more than the challenge, it's being the response and reacting to what God has called us to as Christians.
So the Foster and Respite Care Interest Meeting, again, that's happening at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna, west of Jefferson, at 1 o'clock this Sunday afternoon, August 4th. It's really a chance to really help make a difference in the lives of New Mexico children and families. It'll be very informative, inspiring, and you'll get information about foster and respite care. And we've mentioned that a couple of times. For those not familiar, what does that involve?
Respite care is you're a resource for the resource parent. So for the foster family, if the foster family is going out of town on vacation or they just need a day off to be a single unit without the foster kids, it allows the foster family who is giving so much to have that needed break. That is, as being in the system and being part of it, we do see a need to still invest in our children, our family unit. Yeah. We don't ever want that to crumble because we're trying to care for the others. And so that is a really great way to even get your toes wet in the system, is being a resource for a weekend, for a week, a short span of time, giving that foster family a break.
And Janae, before we close our conversation, speak to that person who's listening and maybe has an inkling maybe has some real doubts. You know, maybe it's their age, or maybe they're single, mm-hmm. or whatever objection they're giving themselves to attending the information meeting. What would you tell them?
I would quote my husband, "You can't do everything, but we can all do something." And so if the Lord has placed anything on your heart to care for the widows and orphans, which we are called to do as Christians, I would not hesitate. Follow that conviction, show up to the meeting, see how you can get involved, because there is always something you can do. And that is one of the things that you might not be able to jump into foster because of whatever season God has you in right now, but it doesn't mean that you can't jump in a different capacity, because we are going to offer ways that you can be helpful and resourceful for the resource parents, those foster families, ways you can get involved with bio families so that we do see reunification and the family unit coming back together, because that is our heart. We want to fix the family unit. We're not trying to steal children.
Yeah.
And another way is caring for those who are in it and work in it day in and day out. How can we care for our state's officers who are in the midst of it? So there's so many different ways you can get involved. And I would just encourage and urge you to not shy away from it. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy saying you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, you're not young enough, you're not mature enough. Whatever your holdup is, don't let that keep you from the interest meeting, where you can be told and shown how you can get involved in some capacity.
All right, Jenny Heitzig, thanks for the information, and I'm sure folks will look forward to getting to the meeting this Sunday, 1 o'clock at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hey, stick around. Cody Byrne, who, as I mentioned, with his family, packed up 5 years ago and headed out for Perth, Australia. And we're going to find out more about tribes and the ministry going on there coming up next on ABQ Connect.